here we go.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Gloucestercast 367. We are live. If anybody that is listening, watching on Facebook, could tell us if the audio is good and everything, that would be awesome. We're trying out. We got a new camera angle now. We're trying that out. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Already?
Yep.
Oh, a timeout, Joe. Someone already. Go ahead.
Okay, so 10.
All right, who's the winner?
Jane Marie. She's a plover lady.
Jane Marie, you won.
I think there's a little inside.
I'm just saying she's
been waiting for this. Congratulations. Oh, I love it. So we have Chris on the soundboard.
Good morning.
Who has that volume on? Pat, turn the volume down right there.
I was going to say, I think I'm hearing people again.
It's at the top. It's on the top.
No, you are hearing people in your head.
The top line.
Top right? Is it the top right?
Excuse me.
Oh, I see the 10-second delay.
Jeez, it's only the 13th consecutive week with technical difficulties. We're getting better.
Okay.
All right, we're good. All right.
Introductions.
Chris, do you have a blue thing at the bottom?
I have a blue thing. Check.
Ticking off at the top.
Ticking off at the top.
Yes.
Wow. Look at this. This is high tech, folks.
This is high tech.
I don't know if I nailed the song, though, when I should have.
Yeah, we need to be able to hear the song when we're doing
right.
So we
That's all right. This is a work in progress.
Maybe
in the end, it's going to be.
I should wear the headset. Wear the headset next time.
That's why I asked you, but that's okay.
I think we all should wear the headset so we can all hear.
Well, that might be coming.
Yeah, well, I hope so, because I feel kind of left out.
Ralph is very sensitive. For those that don't know, Ralph is very sensitive. We're going to go around, we're going to introduce our guests.
All right, Patrick Ryan, a longtime friend of Joey's. I have a little company called Alpine Apparel I'll talk about today as well.
Former Good Morning Gloucester contributor.
No kidding.
Yeah.
OG, back in the day.
That's right.
All right, we only have an hour.
In Gloucester, around to Georgia, yeah.
Alan Estes, Gloucester, and I can see my house from here.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is that right? And what are you going to talk about today?
My new CD. You got a new record out, yes.
Is it called Carnival Man?
Carnival Man.
Carnival Man. Yeah.
Aurelia Nelson, I'm so happy to be part of the AV Club this morning. This has been a lot of fun. I'm here to promote the Seaside Yuletide concert in support of the North Shore 104.9 Toy Drive and all sorts of other cool stuff. Thanks for letting me play with you this morning.
Nice.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Oh, we're on, Joe? Good morning, Gloucester. Chris McCarthy, and happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you very much. Thank you. He's the only one that remembered.
Oh,
happy birthday.
They don't listen.
It's the flushing of the toilet.
That's the tell if they listen or not.
Jim Dalpia's back here trying to keep Chris from not hitting all those buttons every single time.
Yes.
I think that's going to go down the tube.
The pressure.
Jim's our IT director.
Pat Dalpias, good morning, Gloucester. And Tom says, good morning, Joey. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Get your cup out of the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pat is manning the she's doing the comments. So anybody that's commenting on Facebook.
And Safatia is chiming in with happy birthday. And Rosa wants to know if you're 58.
Is it
really
your birthday?
No.
Yeah, 58. We're going to talk about with Safatia involved. I want to thank her for some of the suggestions for the meatball challenge. We're going to get to
that. We're calling Safatia out today. Big time. Okay?
Wait for the segment.
Safatia.
Kim Smith is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Thank you for coming, Kim. She just hit the deadline. This was like 2 minutes.
I know.
Yeah. We need to talk about your celebrity status. Good morning, Gloucester. Everybody gets here at 8:30 in the morning. We prepare. Yeah. A lot of stuff going in. Kim strolls in at 1 minute before we're going live.
Yeah, Kim. I'd like to get that extra half hour of sleep.
Right. I texted Jimmy Dalpias at 6:30 this morning. I said, where are you?
Yeah.
He was here a half hour later.
He called me at 4:05. 405.
405 for you. And then and we did we did a memorandum. Pat, Chris, and I worked on a memorandum.
Yes.
Really excellent.
It's very great.
The great thing for the people that read it.
Yeah.
Read it and follow it.
Explaining what the main things that'll make the podcast better. Like, you know, for the people that are going to be on, to submit their show notes ahead of time so I can put them in with the links to whatever you want things linked to. Sorry. Chris.
Jesus.
What did you eat last night?
Beans.
You must have ate, what did you eat, jalapenos?
We want a Mexican food tour, jalapenos and machaca.
So anyway, we came up with this memorandum that we're going to share.
Disgusting. Sorry.
Some of your guests can't control themselves.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, it was coming from this area.
Yeah.
Jeez, I always get blamed.
It's always the dainty. Chairs. It's always the dainty ones.
Yeah, Chris is very dainty.
Wait, we have so number one thing, our first official food sponsor. We have to give props.
Yes.
So Mom's Kitchen provided
delicious.
That's really
donuts. I mean
muffins.
Muffins. Put them right up there.
Muffins.
French toast with syrup.
Yeah.
Whoa, my goodness.
Oh, nice. Jimmy, the front, the paper
tag,
is in front
the red
of
and white. There you go.
There you go. Awesome muffins. They provided French toast.
French toast.
If you want to have some, you can have some.
Home fries.
And it was warm.
Joe's naked burrito.
Naked burrito for me because they know I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
That's love.
Aww.
Yeah.
Ralph's on a diet too.
What's a naked burrito? What's a naked burrito? Just like a burrito without the bread.
Don't eat it like that.
Like a bowl. Burrito bowl. There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for that. So thanks to Mom's Kitchen. Huge news from Mom's Kitchen.
Oh, I don't have a breaking news. I haven't found that one yet. Hang on. Let me at least, fuck it.
Just don't use the breaking wind.
What?
You know.
You're an encouragement.
The breaking news picker is on there.
I know. I can't see it.
You can just give a drum roll.
There we go. I have a drum roll.
Okay.
Thank you. Mom's Kitchen is moving.
Moving.
New digs, more seating.
Oh, yes. More space.
Like
beautiful
facilities.
Oh, where doing it?
What's that?
Where?
Directly across the street.
46
Commercial Street.
Commercial Street.
Oh, where that new seafood shop used to be.
The seafood shop used to be.
Oh, that's a great location.
Yeah.
Because they can have little tables outside there on that little patio.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
They can have that. Nice. They're going to have more seating. They're going to be able to do more stuff because there's a kitchen upstairs as well. And they're looking to move in hopefully by December 1st.
Wow.
But if not, sometime in December.
Awesome.
And there won't be a shutdown because they have their lease in their current spot through January 1st.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So even if they're not.
They're going to juggle both? Wow.
No, they're not going to juggle both. Oh.
They're going to finish the new one.
They're going to finish the new one. But if it's not exactly at December 1st.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
When they can move into the other one. So there won't be, if you go down to that area, you can look to the right. If the open sign is on the right, you go there. If the open sign is on the left,
this is the point I'm trying to make. When you do not show up on time and early and do not prepare for the show, you're always behind, which drags the show behind Kim Smith.
Well, if you guys already discussed this, you guys already discussed.
Well, you would have been here.
Yeah, but it's fresh when I discuss it with Joe.
Fresh.
So
that's fresh, all right.
Yeah. That's the Kim Smith
because
spin.
Because no one likes stale information.
It sounds like fake news to me.
It does sound like fake news.
This is his thing. He always says, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it because it has to be fresh for the podcast, right?
Yeah, there is something to that.
So, Joe, let's talk about the new camera.
For the people that are watching at home, I just used it to focus in on you.
It's called the Ralph Cam.
The Ralph Cam. Money.
Sounds like Ralph Cam.
Sounds like money. How does everybody, Pat, can you solicit feedback on how people like the different stuff?
Yeah.
Especially the Ralph Cam.
Especially the Ralph.
And Sabathia says hi to the group.
Another character.
Hi, Sabathia.
Hello. So we had, Kate and I had some guests this weekend, and it's one of Kate's counterparts from her work group, and his name is Roberto and his beautiful wife, Brittany, and they Roberto was born in Mexico City, lived in Cancun, and now he is settled down in Atlanta. And Kate found out, so his, even though he grew up down in, basically, in his Mexico. Formative years in Mexico, he was a huge Patriots fan. Like a huge Patriots fan.
Wow, that's amazing.
So his dream has always been to see Tom Brady play at Gillette Stadium. And his wife bought him tickets.
Oh, no way.
To come up for the weekend.
Oh, too bad it's raining.
So Kate and him always talk when they have these conferences down in wherever they are, Hard Rock Hotel. And they always talk about his love of the Patriots. When she found out he was coming, she says, you have to spend a day in Gloucester. Now, he didn't really know anything about Gloucester before this. Nothing.
Wow.
He came in. That's distracting. But you have to be a little more judicious you have to be more judicious with the soundboard.
You may have to take the soundboard away from Chris.
I'm going to do my job.
I don't think he read the memorandum.
Yeah. No.
No, he
don't write it.
He wrote a third of the memorandum.
I don't think.
But I have a feeling I know what he did with the paper.
Yeah. So anyway, Roberto and his wife came, and we took them out, and we went out for dinner. We went to Minglewood first night, had a great meal. Woke up the next morning. We took them to I brought some lobsters home.
Nice.
Shucked them, put them in the fridge to chill them down, and then we went into Rockport. And went down Rockport, went in, they bought a bunch of like t-shirts and apparel there. Yeah.
You were in Bearskin Neck.
I was very, very disappointed that Helmut Strudel was not open.
Oh, are they close for the season?
No, I think, I'm not sure if they're close for the season. No, I think they're gonna be open like Saturday and Sunday, but I'm not positive.
Sure,
don't go by that, but yeah. I think that's what it is. Because I was in my head, I was dying for that. For, even though I was gonna break my diet for one day for this day, because they were in.
So I have a question. Where'd you get the lobsters?
Right here, Captain Jones.
Captain Jones, folks.
Yeah.
So lobsters on the North Shore.
So my, after that, we went back to the house and we did a lobster roll comparison.
Oh.
Now, people, longtime friends of the blog, know about the lobster roll diatribes on people that mess up lobster rolls by bastardizing them. Mostly like foodie people, like, you know, pretentious. Like fruity people that
think. May I just say my favorite line is, Grandma, put down the crack pipe.
That's from one of the classics. There's an annual thing. To this day, and this has been going on for 10 years, like people just send me bastardized lobster roll, and I just eviscerate the person from like
Bon Appetit. Just pull up the dictionary on that one.
Really, we just absolutely demolished. So anyway, we kept it simple. I shucked the lobsters. Kate prepared them, and we had a thing. Which one would you like better? The one. Now they have to be. I'll explain it quickly. The lobster roll has to be on a split top bun, grilled, buttered rolls, butter on both sides, and grilled so they brown up. And then they can only be. So then we just melted butter over the top,
or
mayo and butter. Yeah. That's it. After that,
mayo and butter.
Mayo or butter.
Oh, okay. Mayo.
Or butter.
Yeah. And celery's the devil in Joe's eyes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't.
Do you put
celery is filler?
Yeah.
If you get a lobster roll, and it's got celery in it. That
lettuce on top.
Lettuce. All that
legal. It should be illegal.
And it can't be like a fancy bun that has brown on the outside, because that does not allow for the butter to absorb for when you grill both sides. It has to be the cheap New England style split top bun.
Not like a brioche bun.
We've been over this.
Yeah.
No brioche buns.
Okay, we can't. Well, nobody can debate with Joe when it comes to.
What do they go for? What do they like?
So this is the thing. Yeah. So
the grilled cheese.
So they really went crazy over both of them, but when it came down to it, the butter edged out the mayo and butter combo, and they said it. I mean, so one was a 98 and one was like 100. You know that, like that.
You
kind
know
of
that
thing.
Is pretty good. I had it just butter the other day.
So we went from there to that afternoon. We took them to the Crow's Nest. right? The crow's nest.
Salivate.
We Chris, how long were we at the crow's nest for?
Too long.
Way too long. Way too long.
I know.
Where they tried.
After us, after this conversation.
Oh, sorry. We were making.
Didn't read the memorandum.
I think we created a monster here.
So you know what the problem is? I'm gonna explain the problem is. This mic is a condenser mic. So if there's like a mouse farting over here, it's gonna pick it up. Oh. So side conversations, you can't anything that what the main person.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Just
it's
so
not
you
my
know.
Fault.
No, just so you
right. We're admiring your lobster roll skills, though.
There you go.
We're both hungry for lobster rolls now.
So we go. So we went from there to the crow's nest where they had pancake shots. And pancake shots, it's a two-part shot. Jameson's, and I don't know if there's anything besides the Jameson's and orange juice.
Yeah.
And you shoot the Jameson's, and then you shoot the orange juice. And you think it couldn't taste anything like a pancake. It's as if you had a pancake breakfast. I swear to you. Who here has had a pancake shot? Jimmy Dalpiers, Ralph, Chris, Pat?
No, I actually
You never
not.
Have one?
No.
And okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do they taste like a pancake breakfast? Ralph, I'm looking at you.
11.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking. I didn't know if I was allowed to speak. scale of 1 to 10, I give it a good 7.5.
How about you?
11.
11.
Okay,
there we go. So there you go. And we're grading it at 9.5 in the middle. So really, really good. So then he asked me for suggestions what to do when they left because they were going to stay in Boston for the next two nights, and this was Friday, Saturday they were going to be in Boston. These are my recommendations. I want you to give me feedback on
okay.
recommendations. One, North End, go to Modern Pastry, get yourself a cannoli, right? Then I said go to Carmelina's for dinner or mid afternoon snack.
Order a carbonara.
I didn't say order the carbonara. That was probably okay.
You
I get a demerit.
Miserably.
I get a demerit for that.
Okay.
But I gave them. I said Carmelina's or and I said the other one, the Beneventos.
Beneventos.
I said one of the two.
Yep.
Then I said either go to the top of the Pru or go to the top of the Custom House Tower. Take a tour of Fenway Park because they do that all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's here. Think about this: 3 days, and then go at night. Go to the Bruins game. They I don't know if they did Fenway, but they definitely went to the Bruins game last night.
Oh, what a game they went to.
Right? Unbelievable game.
Yep.
Unbelievable game. They went to the North End. They had their cannolis. They sent me pictures of the cannolis. They went to Beneventos.
Did they? Excellent.
Yeah. No, Carmelina's. I'm sorry.
Oh, Carmelina's.
And
they had a great night.
And now, today, they're going to Foxborough. I mean, right down.
Yeah.
Other than the rain, it was a perfect week.
Yeah. So he said, he wrote a whole thing. I posted his comments to me. He had no intention to come in here. He'd never heard of Gloucester. He says, he's been all over the world. He could absolutely, he fell in love with it and like would love to live here. Mm-hmm. Like other, his job keeps him there. But like, and we get this story over and over, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, we get this story over.
You're like an ambassador. You're the Gloucester ambassador.
I don't want to say myself, but I think the blog, you don't know how many times I hear that we stumbled upon the blog 6 years ago, subscribed, fell in, like obsessed with coming to the blog every day and seeing what's going on in town, and could not wait until we could sell our house wherever we were and move to Gloucester. All because of the blog.
Wow.
I mean, you don't even know. I mean, we hear it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, you know when you've been at Crow's Nest too long is when the bar bill is over $100.
It's tough to do. Right?
That's where
you're very, very difficult. Very difficult to do.
And we came home with chips in our pocket.
Oh, the
free
drink chips. So people buy drinks. Everybody's friendly. Listen, it's the friendliest bar in the whole town. The whole town is the friendliest bar. So you sit
actually city, but we'll call it town folk.
Okay. So if someone buys you a drink and you have like three in front of you because other people bought you drinks, they give you the little like poker chips. They say crow's nest on. So it's good for a drink the next time you come in.
That's sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You got any extra?
Yeah, Joe's collecting them. Him and Kate. thinking about
Kate's sneaky. Kate's like close to us. She's like a, yeah. So comes in with a pocketbook. Yeah.
They're the bank of crow's nest now. All the money goes through Joe and Kate.
There's like gold Bitcoin. Bars, there's Krugerrands, and there's crow's nest.
Bitcoins, yeah, Bitcoins, and then crow's nest.
That's right. Pat, anybody say
Felicia that? Wants you to know what's for dinner tonight, and I'm going to have to scroll it up here because it was a little while ago. I didn't want to speak up unless I was spoken to, because I read the memo.
Thank you, Pat. It just makes for, we've had it where it's just a shit show in here. You're telling stories, you get into a punchline, and everybody's talking over it. You might as well not have spent 5 minutes on the punchline.
Now we're all walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Pasta bolognese for dinner tonight.
Pasta bolognese. Thanks for thinking of me, knowing that I can't eat pasta bolognese. That's awesome.
I can't, Felicia, I don't have dinner plans.
It's a cheat Sunday.
No. I'm down 7 pounds.
Oh, that's so great.
2 weeks.
You look great, Joe. You look great.
I want to give a shout out to my friends James and Anna Eves at Cape Angie Clay. I was there the other day. We were talking about the show, and he had on his desk Cape Angie Clay gift certificates.
Mm.
And I'm like, James, I didn't even know you did this.
Wow, that's
they're perfect.
Great idea.
They're already packaged and everything.
Great
and
idea.
It's one of the greatest Christmas or holiday gifts that you can give, in my opinion, because.
Yeah.
Everybody has photos.
Right.
So many people don't take it to the next step. And like you're beautiful of your children, or you took a picture of a group or whatever.
Naked photos.
Boudoir photos.
Yeah.
In Kim's case, she has a collection of
really?
Boudoir photos.
We got to buy her a gift certificate.
That'll be your Christmas present. We'll get you a.
He'll mat him up.
So anyway, Cape Angie Clay is.
Everybody gets pictures of Clay. Kim. You get a picture of Kim! You get a picture of Kim!
And if you know the secret word, next week.
So there's that. I'm using a transition. You guys can't see this, but it's going to be really cool. Our friends are the Deanna Fay and Anna Eves and Walt Kalenda. There's like a collaborative Cape Ann Makers Market. That's next weekend?
Okay.
The people that are watching can see I have all the information on
right
a
there.
Slide okay. right there.
All right.
That's going.
That's part of the new and improved new process.
Can you say it out loud for the people who are just going to be listening?
Cape Ann Makers Market is Saturday, November 30th, 2019. That's a great point, Kim. Thank you for that. Now we're back. to our wide shot for the people that are watching on the video, all through the magic of this online studio.
Some people are reporting sound issues, but it's not widespread apparently. Just FYI. So hopefully it's something short.
My guess is this because I had it in front.
This is the third report of a problem.
Do you want to
third
put it
report.
This?
It's definitely this.
It's me, Kim.
Where are we going?
I didn't move it back like I was supposed to.
That's all right. It's not a problem.
Paula says it's
help
back.
Just get it over there without moving it. It's attached to that. That's very light. So just go around. Just
let that
This is some high tech stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we lost camera. Now we lost problem. Camera.
Oh no.
Oh, we're gonna.
Well, all right. I'm getting lost podcast connection on my people.
Stop it.
James says everything's good and people are starting to get it back, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah, that's because it's not next to the heater, which has electric current.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. And
we're going to run that overhead.
So there's that. Let's talk about Alan. And Alan's here to promote his new album.
Yes, new record.
New record.
Record album.
That's what we call it nowadays?
Yeah.
You never know, because it's media, right? So it's called Carnival Man. Alan Estes, where can people pick this up?
Well, that's your hard copy. For people that want hard copies, which has all the information of who played on what, and it's got a lyric booklet in there, which is, being the songwriter, is one of the most important things to me. I like people to be able to... No, I mean, I know for all the years that I've been listening to music, if I can't understand something that somebody's singing, if I have a lyric booklet to go and look back and go, oh, yeah, well, that doesn't make any sense. Or it does make sense. But anyways. But nowadays, there's so many streaming services and everything with your iTunes and your SoundCloud and all that. It's on all of those as well. And there's a few download services still out there that, you know, you can buy a song for 99 cents or download a whole record. But, you know, we want to just try to get it out there to as many people as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And
it looks great. I love the picture.
Thank you. That was taken by a local guy named Roger Ward, photographer.
St. Peter's.
Another local guy, John Butcher, produced the record.
Oh, really? Yeah. You worked with John Butcher?
Yeah, John Butcher from John Butcher Axis. And we play a lot of shows together. And most of the love, the musicians are local people. Fly Amaro does a duet with me and plays some guitar. Mike O'Connell. Dave Brown's on there. And we recorded the bulk of the record at Bang A Song Studios right down
Tony Goddess.
Tony Goddess right down on Roger Street. So
great guy.
Keeping it local. And as you know, Joey, for years I've been writing songs about Gloucester. My Howard Blackburn song's on there, Not With Your Hands. And I wrote a song about Kay Ellis she passed away, which is called Humble Queen of the Harbor. And part of the proceeds from the sales of the record are going to go to the Kay Ellis Memorial Fund, which Tom Ellis, you know, is heading, and that's raised lots and lots of money for young people that want to get into the culinary business and you know, need money for going to school and all that sort of thing. So try to keep it local.
Very cool.
And Pauline Bresnahan reports that your music's playing in her shop right now.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That's cool.
Does she have copies there?
I love that.
I had that tingling sensation.
Your ears were ringing.
Yeah.
Does she have a copy of this?
I will ask her.
Yeah. So can people buy that CD
at
Pauline's store?
You can get your own hard copy here, and I recommend this because, like I said, if you want to kind of see who's, I remember that guy, I remember this woman, and she plays on this and blah, 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 then, you know, and if you want to see what I labor myself over with writing the lyrics, because that's the hardest part. The melodies seem to come so easy, just wander around with a guitar or playing the piano, but once you get an idea for a lyric, then you got to sit down, and it takes work to make sure that it's all put together in the proper package. So your listening audience can try to understand what you're trying to understand.
Yeah. Can I mention also, too, John Butcher and Alan had this really fun afternoon, I guess it was in the spring, where he invited various miscreants to come down and sing backup one of the Good Harbor Beach song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was hilarious. This poor studio will never be the same. It's Safavia, Fred Shrigley, Senator Bruce Tarr, and myself, and then some people that had talent came in and worked on it. So we're part of the background singers, and John Butcher fills in on kazoo in that one. Yes, it's an amazing kazoo solo.
Well, I got
to
say,
he's a kazooist to the stars.
So he's the Jimi Hendrix of kazoo.
Wow.
But you know, that's an interesting point because this was John Butcher's actual his brilliance, because, you know, I wrote the song called Good Harbor Beach song. I live right over by Good Harbor Beach. Good Harbor Beach is like one of those kind of almost generic sounding words names of a beach that could be anywhere in the country or the world, for that matter. It's not like Wingersheet Beach. Where's the hell that? I mean, you know, Good Harbor Beach is just like a kind of a generic thing. I go there all the time, especially in the summer, and walk and swim. And so I wrote a song about it. And then John said, well, you know, this is such a Gloucester song. Let's get some Gloucester people involved. Why don't you call the mayor? And she's been a fan, and she's been a friend for a long time. And see if she'd be interested in coming down and singing on the chorus. When she said, yeah, I'd love to. And they said, well, can you help me get a hold of Bruce Tarr, you know, and Senator Tarr? And she said, absolutely. And they said, while we're at it, let's get Aurelia from 104.9 down here. And Fred Shrigley, as I say, he is the Keith Richards of Gloucester. And from the owner of the Rum Line. The Rum Line is the longest live music venue going in Gloucester for so long.
Yeah.
So we got everybody all together and all these people down there. And it was
madness, I tell you.
We had some fun on that.
Was there any alcohol on the set?
Only Fly. There was a bottle of Jack Daniels up, and he found it. I don't know where he got it. And he hid it under his coat. And he's the only one really singing off key, by the way.
That's great. Well, next time you come in, if you could, bring your guitar and we'll have you do like just a little acoustic thing.
Love to.
Would have been great.
Love to. Like I said this morning, you know,
yeah.
I have to get up at 4. Like, you'll call me at 4, like you call these guys and give me a wake up call so I can warm up my voice.
There you go.
Hey, Good Harbor is even going to be better next year. I can't believe it got approved at all nude section. Yeah, it's towards the
private side.
Yeah, private side.
That's over. Actually, that's on my side. So that when there's no parking, we can see people walking down the street like that.
And I hear a new
the bounce
song
has a lot to do with that. I think. You know,
I think you need to update the song.
Yeah,
well, maybe there'll be another verse.
But we need to say so. Fathio loved the song so much, and it was just before Labor Day weekend, right? So you guys pushed and got like a single out, right? For her to be able to give out as gifts, like sort of like an official Song of Gloucester kind of thing, wow, that she gave out to friends at the Maritime Festival happening over Labor Day weekend.
At the Mayor's Cup.
Well, and they made it happen like that, like within just a few days.
Very quickly, the day that we had them in the studio, and this was a banger song, of course, right here in town, she looks and she goes, "What are you going to do with this song?" And we said, "It's going to be on the record." "When's the record coming out?" she says. And probably early fall. And she goes, "Early fall?" She says, "This is a summer song." She says, "This song needs to be out right now." And if you just see the wheels spinning in her head, like you can't always
do it. So there are politicians that it seems like they fall into one of two camps. And the ones, there's politicians that there's nothing that you can't do. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing that, like, is impossible.
Right.
And let's do it. Like, you know, immediately, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones that can do nothing but find fault and put barriers to making things happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she is definitely a doer.
But if you read the memorandum, we don't speak politics on this.
This isn't politics. One of my favorite lines, though, that Safati always says is, "I will always listen to you. I may not always agree with you, but I will always listen to you." And not to talk politics, but it's kind of unusual for a politician to say.
Very cool. Tom, Pat, we got a notice from Tom Trokey.
And he wants Alan to know that he downloaded the album and he's been playing it almost every day.
Nice.
And he will see you at Shallon Lou.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Good segue.
What a segue. Jimmy, good segue, by the way.
Yes, thank
you. Jimmy's got it. You got it?
Perfect.
Yeah, that deserves an applause.
Oh, there we go. Well done.
At least someone's got the soundboard going.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
I'm going to be taking over the soundboard.
Yeah. Ralph takes over everything anyhow.
Because all we have is toilets flushing and fart noises and burping.
Breaking news.
He's like the six-year-old boy over there.
And then Chris works the soundboard.
Breaking news, Ralph is now taking control of all the sounds.
Oh my God.
All right, let's talk about the Seaside Yuletide Tide Concert.
Tide Pod Challenge.
Tide Pod.
Oh, now we're talking.
We've got a Yuletide podcast.
This is at the Shaolin Lu, December 7th at 8 p.m. You can get tickets at www.rockportmusic.org. I want you guys to keep talking right now. The camera's on you. I have to take care of it.
Tell us more about
what's happening.
So this is a really exciting project. North Shore 104.9 is actually going to record it, and we're going to rebroadcast it just before Christmas. So it'll be kind of like a nice little package. People will hear sort of like a live radio kind of thing. Although it's not live, it's live recorded. So
And I'm the MC.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
We're recording this live. We are also asking people to bring a toy, because this is also going to support the toy drive, which is happening on December 12th this year with the Senator Bruce Tarr's office. It's always a really fun day. And Alan and Fly have been performing at the toy drive probably at least 7 or 8 years now. That's really all of the performers that dedicate their time. They do it for free, and it's just such a great day. It's always so much fun. But this is really a nice day. So this is happening the Saturday before, and I went on and looked at how many tickets are left, and I'm telling people, get those tickets now because it's sure to be a sellout. But bring an unwrapped toy for the toy drive, and we'll have a lot of fun. And we'll broadcast it live on, or rebroadcast it, probably on December 22nd on North Shore 104.9.
Yeah. Are you going to rebroadcast it more than just that once?
We'll probably take portions of it and use it as part of our holiday broadcast, our holiday Christmas music thing. Right. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. But I've heard some of the songs, and these three are amazing because Fly, Alan, and John finish each other's sentences. They finish each other's thoughts. When you try to be in the studio with them, you just have to get out of the way because they just take off like a rocket ship, and it's so much fun to
That's
watch.
Awesome.
And there's a lot of spontaneity when you guys play together, right?
Well, we've been doing this now for like 3 or 4 years. We did a couple of years at the Norton Farm. Mm-hmm. Laura Ritchie owns that farm now, and that's set up for some kind of smaller venues. And we kind of outgrew it in size-wise, and it's such a festive time of year. As you know, so many people that know Fly Amaro locally know that he's been writing Christmas songs like "Daddy Smells Like Santa Smells
Santa
Like Daddy's
smells
Glass
like
of
Daddy's
Beer,"
glass
and all these
beer.
these kind of tongue-in-cheek kind of comedy Christmas songs. And John has been doing, you know, during this time of season, you know, he has his few favorites. And he's written some Christmas songs. I've written some Christmas songs. Fly's written a million of them. We get together and we share the combination of some seasonal music, also interspersed with some of our own original tunes that we've been doing for years and
so
years.
Yeah.
Like my Howard Blackburn song and stuff. And it's something that's sort of become a local tradition, but yet, you know, there'll be a lot of people coming from all over the North Shore and from wherever 104.9 reaches, because you folks have been advertising the heck out
of
it.
Yeah, we've been working on
awesome.
It a lot.
We're really excited
and
about it.
And you should mention that there's a special guest, too, Sal Baglio from the Stompers.
From the Stompers,
special
guest.
So is this the first year you've done it at the Shallon?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun for us, and it's, you know, as I say, seasonal, hopefully helps to get in the spirit. And as we said, we were urging people to bring an unwrapped toy to also
great.
To help to the event for 104.9. And then we'll carry it over to the following Thursday at KPAN Savings Bank, where John Butcher will join Fly and I this year to play some Christmas songs for when they do their toy drive there.
Maybe you guys can come back for that as
with
the senator.
We'll bring Senator Tarrin.
Don't you guys usually
do that? Yeah, we had a whole conversation. Aurelia and I had a conversation about that.
We did. We have Senator Tarrin at the office, and he's just so much fun to work with. And I'll tell you one thing. He's such a natural. And he starts this thing at 6 in the morning in Lynn and goes till 7 o'clock at night, ends up at the Cape Ann Savings Bank. He is like the Energizer Bunny. And then he carries this megaphone around with him. And he's like, quiet on the set, quiet on the set. And everyone's like, I'm going to take that megaphone, Bruce. But it always works out. And then he sings that awful Dominic the Donkey song. God. And people were like, I'll pay you $1,000 not to sing the song, Bruce. It's really, it's fun chaos.
It's a fun chaos.
And I'm telling you, it supplies so many toys and so much joy. Not just the day that we do it. Everybody's in a great mood the day that we do it. But the amount of toys and gift cards and money it raises, and this now happens for all over the North Shore. Toys, when we are at Lynn, toys go to Lynn organizations. Salem, they go to Salem organizations. Cape Ann, they go to Action Inc.
It's amazing.
And other things.
I don't know that there's another organization that has the breadth of like where they
hit in
the amount of time that they hit it is outrageous.
Yes, and that's because that's really because of Bruce. He's such a natural leader, and people just want to participate. So again, we'll tell people, tune in all day December 7th. It starts at 6 a.m. at the Capitol Diner in Lynn. It ends up at 7 p.m. at Cape Ann Savings
Bank. December 12th.
December 12th. What did I say?
7th. We're going to camp out between the 7th and the 12th at the Cape Ann Bank. So that's how you got
confused. It's too early for me. December 12th.
Okay.
December 7th, be on stage with this guy.
Okay.
And, of course, the fabulous Three Wise Guy concert.
The Three Wise Guys.
Three Wise Guys.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
It's great. Our pleasure.
So we have, Safati has been on. Hey, Scotty Mack, just shut up. Everybody say hi to Scotty.
Oh,
Scotty. How are you, buddy? So Safati, I don't know if Safati is still listening, but Safati was instrumental because we were talking about. Last week I had a craving for meatballs. I put it out there. Who makes the best takeout meatballs in town? And we got a ton of responses. And a lot of those responses were outside of what I was actually asking, like where can I get meatballs to go because I'm craving them right now, were all these home chefs that make meatballs.
Uh-huh.
So we always take it to the next level, right? The next level is, okay, let's have a meatball challenge where everybody brings meatballs and we'll judge the meatballs and who has the best meatballs, right? So I put that out there. That we were batting around ideas.
Yes.
Safathia chimes in, and Safathia's probably been a guest judge for more events than anyone in the history of guest judging, right? And she suggested that, like, if you have 30 people bringing in meatballs, the judges, there's no way they'll be able to distinguish at the end.
Right.
So, batting it around some more with my sister Felicia and Safathia and other people, we came to, so this is where we stand right now of what we're going to do. We're going to bump the Good Morning Gloucester holiday party out to January, because we've been doing that and it's been very successful, because like, people are looking for things to do in mid-January.
Right.
We're going to have the meatball challenge, and in the meantime, we're going to have a nomination period.
Oh.
Where Good Morning Gloucester people can nominate their who makes the best meatballs.
Right.
It can be a restaurant. It can be a person. Now, the top 8 vote getters will have the opportunity to enter. Anyone that falls below the top 8, if the top 8 say that they won't participate, they'll bump up into that thing.
Good plan, right? Right, good plan.
So that's where we're at right now with the meatball challenge. And it was thanks to Safathia who made, because I was just thinking, oh, we'll just open it up to everybody. We'll have a million meatballs and it'll be bananas, right? So here's the other part, and I want feedback from you guys. She was saying, you have to have them make some meatballs without sauce, because some people's sauce sucks. They really have sucky sauce.
Okay, wait.
Let me finish and give you my thing, and then we'll go around. And I'll solicit your what you think about this. To me, no one eats dry meatballs, and the sauce is part of the whole experience. So I don't care if you don't like their sauce, then they get demerits, and that's a fail. That's my opinion. And then Felicia would say, well, what if they make turkey meatballs or some kind of bullshit fucking healthy meatballs that everybody hates? I'm like, if the top vote getter submits a dry turkey meatball with no fat in it, and it gets a score of a 0, then they get a score of a 0. This is the nature of a competition. We shouldn't have to hold their hand.
Joseph.
Okay. Or these days, Beyond Beef.
Yeah, imagine meatball. If someone does one of those, right? They get
lobster.
Or lobster
meatball.
Listen, that's the thing. All right, so we're going to go around. Who raise your hand if you want to answer this question. All right. Start right here. Go ahead.
My 7-year-old will sign up to be a judge. She loves meatballs that are plain. It's awful.
She'll be a judge.
But I think you got to have the sauce.
Got to have the sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, Scotty.
I think it may be a double submission. 2 meatballs, 1 with sauce, 1 without. Because then they can do a point system on each meatball and the combined score of that.
Yeah.
Because if she's talking, she's right about that.
It might skew the results, though.
Yeah.
I think it would skew the results.
Complicated.
All right, Ralph, go ahead. Did you have to comment on it?
Oh, I have so many comments, I don't know where to begin. The Good Morning Gloucester food critic wasn't even a part of this process. I just want for the public to know. But if you really want my opinion, not that it counts at this point, because you've already made this decision without the Good Morning Gloucester food critic, I have to side with Safathia, not because she's Safathia, because she knows what she's talking about. And us true Italians know what we're talking about when it comes to food. You cannot judge a meatball with sauce on it. You have to judge it based on the merit of the meatball, because so much goes into a meatball. If you know what you're doing, people don't just take meat and make a ball out of it, okay? And all this other crap that you're talking about, all this filler and everything, you know, no offense, lobster, or if you get non-beef, someone mentioned lobster, non-beef and all that crap. It's not a meatball. A true meatball is made with meatballs, but there's several different versions of meatballs. Some make it with just meat,
pork.
Beef. Some make it with pork, some make it with veal, combination. Yeah. Some make it with breadcrumbs, some make it with real bread. There's a lot that goes into a meatball, egg quantity. Some people add special ingredients to make it a true meatball. So the sauce is going to tilt to that. You're going to have judges that are going to be more partial to the sauce more than the meatball. So the true taste of a meatball is a meatball without any sauce on it. Now the sauce is just a bonus, in my opinion.
Not that my opinion matters.
Your opinion is weighted. As an Italian, you like these. The Irish get a half a vote, and the Italian, the two Italians get two votes.
And can I take an extra?
Wait, it's all weighted.
And we can continue on. But I want to return back to the Safavia issue of me calling her out live about our cooking challenge that we were supposed to have at my office. That
she hasn't responded.
She hasn't responded to the text.
Yes.
So
yeah. No,
Felicia runs about
noticeable, noticeably silent. She went underground. I'm wondering if she's afraid.
I think she may be afraid. Nah, I don't think she's afraid.
She's not afraid of anything.
She's not afraid of anything. Let's be real. But she's just
Okay. I'm gonna interject right now in between. We're gonna get more comments, but I'm gonna interject. The word of the day for next week, for the prize, is going to be meatball.
Meatball.
All right.
Nice. Don't
say it again. The people that are listening right now, throughout the week, will know. Yeah. If the first person to say type in meatball in the live feed next week, will win the prize. All right. So there's that.
Nice.
Very good.
Pat, you had something to say about the
listeners are casting their preferences regarding sauce or no sauce.
Okay, where are we at?
And it is currently at 4 who say they sauce, must have sauce, and 1 who says no sauce.
Interesting.
So we have the one is Patrick McNally is voting for no sauce. Paula.
Everyone listening.
I'm going to lose track. No sauce on Debbie, so that's a 2. 2 on that
Thank
one.
Thank you, Debbie.
I've lost track of the ones who voted, but there were 4 so far that voted for sauce.
All right. I'm in the sauce.
And 2 that are no sauce.
Okay. So why don't you choose one sauce?
Maybe one consistent sauce.
No.
So I have to throw this out there.
Oh, go ahead.
What if you're Swedish?
Swedish
meatball too, right? Don't just
If a Swede, gets enough votes to be in the top 8, then they can be. Can do it.
I think we need a Swedish.
If it sucks, they'll get demerits, and if it's awesome, they'll win. It's that simple.
I
think there's going to be a heavy. The judge table, which we have established, is heavily weighted towards Italians. I'm just saying.
Yeah. For a little refreshing taste, something different.
I like the idea of one without, because at first I was all in with the sauce, but I really take to heart what Ralph is saying. So I think
you could have the sauce on the side.
Yes.
So you could taste the meatball without the sauce, and then you can dip the meatball.
That's what the listeners are
saying. I don't have a problem with that.
Patrick is suggesting
that.
Crust on it.
You got to have a little crust on
the
meatball.
The caramelization on it.
Oh, they have to be browned.
But the problem is
the sauce on it can get
if they're coming from their kitchen to the
chafing dishes
event. Well, if they're going to be in a sealed container, they're not going to be as crisp as they're going to get.
Right.
It's going to get steamy inside the container. Yeah. So it the true meatball needs to be made in the. We need a Good Morning Gloucester kitchen, so everybody can cook the meatball.
We'll put that on the budget for the next. the next art show, I'll blow all my money on that. Did anybody else have any comments for this?
Susan is chiming in with sauce. Our friend Susan Casey Lipschitz.
Lipschitz.
And someone you may or may not be related to by marriage suggests that it be referred to as gravy.
The Irish.
Speaking of gravy now.
Here we go. I told you we're not going to talk
here
politics.
Goes the segue.
Speaking of gravy, we have the Crush Cancer is coming up. Crush Cancer. You want to talk about this, Pat? Because you're going, right?
Yes, I have my tickets.
And what is it all about?
It is about raising money to be donated to local cancer research. And
I think it's to help families, too.
Local families,
local families. And where is it at?
And it is at Tano on Wednesday, December 4th from noon to 2 o'clock. The tickets are sold out. It is a... an event that they have a limited number of tickets for, but it's always fun. But if you want to, if you're interested in donating, you can, there's a GoFundMe link that will be in the podcast notes and is also available on the Tano website, Facebook website, has the link for the GoFundMe as well.
It's a super fun, awesome event.
I've been the DJ for that since its inception, and I love it every year to see the turnout and support. So it's a good event to be at.
And it's also also like a whole lunch too. Like you get Anthony makes a salad, and you get little cannolis for dessert. It's really
Pat, just give the details one more time because the audio was off.
Very good. The Crush Cancer event is at Tano on Wednesday, December 4th, from noon to 2 o'clock. The tickets are currently sold out, but there is a GoFundMe link that will appear in the podcast notes or on the Tano Facebook page if anybody's interested in donating.
A lot of the money is going towards local families.
It's a great event. And they raised a lot of money last year to help.
Scotty Mack here can speak because he's been the DJ.
So since its inception, it started out as Anthony Catarano and Mayor Safatia kind of over the terms of Zugu versus gravy, and what do you call it, this and that. And Safatia says the only gravy should be on Thanksgiving turkey. And Anthony says, no, it's gravy, because this, you know, whatever Anthony's explanation was. Well, they got heated about it and says, let's put it to the test, and that's how the Sauce Wars came about. The
Sauce Wars.
And Safatia, that's what they called it originally, the Sauce Wars. And the, you know, the battle began, and you know, Safatia goes live on Facebook too, and she does her whole thing at live in the kitchen as she's preparing, and same with Anthony, and it's just good. So I mean, everybody tune in and check it out. I mean, it makes awareness as well as the donations.
I think it's phenomenal. I have as much respect as I have for Anthony Catarano, and he has one of my favorite restaurants in town. It's Zugu.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
What is the score, by the way?
It's 1-1. This is a tie.
No, it's been 3 years. There was a tie one year.
Ralph DiGiorgio, restaurant critic for the Stars, is going to speak about Frank Restaurant on Rantoul Street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
right around the corner. Values anymore, apparently. Friday evening, we went to Frank and Beverly. Just opened up a couple weeks ago. The food is very, very,
very
good.
Yeah,
really, really tasty.
So what did you have?
So we started off having this little appetizer. So it's basically a little, like a little pan, a bowl of actually, it's nuts. Pistachios, it's almonds, it's walnuts, and they sautéed in bacon, bacon fat.
Oh my goodness.
And you sit there and go, wow, it's nuts. But it was so tasty.
Oh.
Really was just a little something to pick on while you're having your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so funny because like my family loves bacon, so I'm always making bacon and throwing half the fat away, thinking, wow, this is so wasteful.
Everything tastes good with bacon.
Yeah, that is true.
It's just one of those things you can just do so much with.
I'm going to surprise my family with that.
It was really tasty. It really was surprising.
Really good.
And then had the haddock, which was
nice.
Extremely mouthwatering. I mean, it was just, the flavors were just jumping out everywhere.
Wow. Huh.
It was very good.
What was on the haddock?
Yeah.
That makes it jump out of your mouth.
They didn't put, you know, a lot of people add a lot of like breadcrumbs and stuff like that.
No.
No, it was just like a baked haddock with, they had some leeks and carrots. Mm. It was perfect. It was a perfect portion.
Naked haddock. Wow.
It was naked haddock. It was perfect portion. It was very tasty.
My husband would love that.
What else did we have? Oh, the chocolate cake for dessert. Some sea salt caramel with gelato on top.
So if you eat chocolate, like I love chocolate, but I cannot eat it after like noontime, or it keeps me awake all night long.
Really?
Yeah. So if I sometimes we go to Duckworth and I'll get the chocolate cake and I'll eat it the next day for breakfast.
There you go.
With egg on the side.
One of the faves was a lamb meatball appetizer with sauce and a little feta cheese on it.
Wow.
It was really, really good.
So the lamb meatball, was it served with a red sauce?
Yeah. It was in a little baby frying pan.
So what's the style of Frank's? Is it like American, Italian combination?
The atmosphere is kind of like
upscale casual.
Trendy. Yeah, upscale casual. Yeah, I like it. It's in that new apartment building that's right in front of the parking garage there in Rental, next to Toscana's.
The Holmes building.
Toscana's is one of my faves in Bev.
One of the best espresso martinis and meatballs that I've ever had.
Yeah, the bartender there he's very talented.
M&M, martinis and meatballs.
Yes, I think they're open for like a breakfast brunch at Frank.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
They serve lunch in kind of European style. So you go to the counter and they give you a flag, and you order your meal, and then you put your flag on the table, and then they bring it to you.
When you first walk in, there's like a little like a bakery type of, you know, we can pick stuff out of the counter. Yeah, but at nighttime they didn't have anything there; it was all sold out. But and when we went, we wanted to try the hummus. And I guess they're famous for their hummus, but they were all out of it, so we didn't get an opportunity. But we'll definitely go back. It's a place you want to try, and I will definitely go back.
Ralph, we have a request. If you would go behind the desk and put your glasses on and look at the next topic, and would you get things rolling for us?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This is a request that came in. Watch the wires.
Well, Ralph, I liked your segment. You could talk about food on the
way. Yes, I know, I agree.
Okay, so what am I looking at?
See the list on the left?
Yeah, it looks like it's on the left. What's under?
Which one am I looking at?
Let's see. Ralph DeGiorgio, and what's under that?
Oh.
Ralph something.
Ralph something. That's about.
Oh, Ralph has ideas for the new chair.
Oh, that's right.
I have new chair ideas for the chair. So I was thinking about this. I heard this on a famous radio show. Because, as most of you know, one of my biggest complaints are the god awful chairs that we sit in week after week.
Joe's
chair that he sits in every single day. It's 21 degrees to the left. I mean, I want to roll over to the left. Never mind the fact that the floor is shifting to the left. So isn't the chair. Yeah.
With the rest of the luxurious surroundings.
This is a first class operation. The chairs are subpar. So I was thinking that maybe we could have, that's the forklift going by. Maybe some of our listeners could donate a chair to one of the Good Morning, you know, one of their favorite Good Morning people. So everybody could get a chair. That's the only way we're going to get chairs around here. Now, on this radio show that I was listening to one time, actually, the famous people, like professional singers and, you know, groups and everything would donate their specialized chair. They actually have a chair. Someone had their face on a chair. Well, for you, Chris, so you can sit on someone's chair. Everybody has a chair. That's the way maybe we can get people to donate some chairs, and we'll get a chair, maybe even get your name on it.
No, that's a good question.
The chair of Chris.
Chris, if you could have a face on the chair, whose face would it be?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, Joe, of course.
No.
The issue that I have with these chairs is I go home and my wife's like, I smell fish. And it's just, there's so much embedded fish over the fish smell, herring, years of just grime and hard work from the lobstermen that come in and sit here. When I go home, I gotta wash all my clothes. That's
and there's
why
nothing
we need
wrong
chairs.
With that. But the
well,
chairs
when you're a lobsterman, there's nothing wrong with that. When I'm coming,
and then they have this.
Yeah, that's throughout the podcast.
Yeah, and that mic right now is like. The listeners.
So that's another reason for the request. With the new microphone, we need new chairs.
We need new chairs.
The listeners love that.
So maybe anybody
we can get
wants
a grant.
To donate.
A grant from the city.
Maybe an awesome Gloucester grant.
I think we should take it away from the piping plovers and reallocate. You know, we got to take one monitor away from you, Kim, and we can get five chairs.
Yeah.
We don't have a budget.
Oh, we don't either.
We have a budget.
We're even.
So I heard Felicia.
Felicia is saying that St. Barry will get the new damn chair.
Thanks to St. Barry.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to get new chairs. So, yes. St. Barry, when are we going to be seeing
this? This is an emergency.
Because I think I'm getting a case of hemorrhoids right now. And Joe's chair.
Jane Marie is saying she's always wanted to donate some WD-40.
Okay. Right? See?
Because she is.
That would be welcome.
This is my point.
See, these
Joe
are
doesn't seem to care about our well-being.
This is important feedback.
Perhaps if the listeners chime in enough, it will move things along.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start a movement.
Oh, a movement. Oh, boy. Don't do any sound.
About new chairs.
Well, we're on chairs and sitting down. I got a question for Alan, because Alan, being the musician that you are, and you're in a lot of venues, and you have to choose a stool or a chair to play to use sometimes while you're at a gig. Is there any well, don't name the venue, but I mean, what is your process in choosing a stool or a chair while you're going to play at various venues?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, if you're a four-piece band, you can just turn the stool upside down. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean,
that's a good option.
Probably because of the stool issue, I usually prefer to stand.
You're a stand.
Okay. I can see why now.
A little too close to that lead singer.
These bands.
I think he was really asking what kind of sample of a stool.
I'm not asking for a stool sample. Let's just be clear on that.
Well, I can't sit in the creaky chair and do the sound.
I've seen other artists search for their special stool at certain venues.
A lot of them buy their own,
and then there's the bring your own. So
it's a drummer's issue, because you know the drummers do have to sit when they play, and they're very picky about their drum stool.
And they bring their own.
Usually they do. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just want to add, now that we have all these cameras and we're going live, I think the listeners and the viewers are now seeing the chairs.
And now that the coup attempt has taken place, and Joe is no longer. We're going to talk about the next topic.
Felicia says tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's
tomorrow.
What it says.
Now, that's action.
Ralph, go live on the delivery. Things happen.
That's
you had in the beginning.
Very good idea.
Thank you to Barry and Felicia for the quick action and our well-being.
I want to change the
And what subject. Time for the Bolognese?
So, the hats. Joe wasn't going to give you a plug for that.
I know, he probably would.
But I'm spoiling.
Well, we haven't got to that
beautiful
yet.
New hat.
We're moving things along. So what's next is we have a correction here. Gumbo is a stew, not a soup.
Yeah, I defer my time. That's my topic. I defer my time to the hat man.
There we go. Okay.
So give me a plug on your.
All right,
you better start.
So and we want to thank Joe for many years of service.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Joe. We have a parting gift for you.
Time has come.
It's a golden chair.
I'm getting good reports.
So Joe, we already talked about the chairs. Actually,
you got that out of the way.
Well.
It was on the list,
and they forced me into.
Ralph was very productive.
Yes, very, very.
We got so much done that tomorrow there's a delivery of chairs coming.
I like the way you're thinking that.
I kind of get things done.
So
we were just starting, Patrick.
Good.
Bye.
All right, my man Patrick.
What's up?
Pull in a little bit more.
All right.
Move over to the Ralph campaign.
There you go. Here he is, Patrick Ryan. Can you give him the hat so he can hold them up? Chris, no, we're on this camera.
Yeah, okay.
So. Thank you very much. Patrick, you started doing Alpine Apparel how long ago?
2015. I think I was inspired, and I mean, we have a great segue here from rock and roll to meatballs. Chairs, and now we're going
to
talk about something very Gloucester, skiing, of all things. But 2015, I think I was inspired by you. You always do a hustle, you're selling GMG stuff. You say, I got four calendars and they're sold out in 5 minutes. And you did that. So I was like, I want to do a small run. I love the apparel business. I did a small run in 2015. And then every year I come up with a design, and the next year I did this logo. It's a skier. And for me, I love skiing. Like when you get to the mountain and you hold your skis and you look up at the mountain, there's like no better feeling. Like I go up to New Hampshire with my kids. Very fortunate to go up there. And so I started it. I just did like 10 or 15 hats the first year, sold them to my friends. I still sell them to my, just my, pretty much my friends.
Love these hats.
Joey's a big customer of ours. Yeah. And then every year it gets a little bit bigger. I want to do, you know, 25. And then the next year, so now I'm up to like 60 or 70. I'm the smallest run company. I charge $25, but the story behind it is, when you're doing that small of an apparel business, you're not going to really make any money. So
it's not about it.
It's not about the money. And I thought, well, what could we do behind it? So the first year, skiing and other sports, I have a huge issue with the way sports are these days. It's the great the divide. Fees, yeah, it's money. And it just, it divides people.
Club
and kids
sports.
Kids aren't allowed to get out there. And skiing is, I mean, it's ultra. If you go in the parking lot of a ski resort, you get run over by a big, you know, SUV. But it's just like, it's something. So we started to see how much like this, we have a local ski program every Wednesday, go out there to go to Ski Bradford, the kids, it's great. Yeah. They get some independence, they go, they have hot chocolate, they get on the ski mountain. But it's expensive, $500, you know, for 10 trips to the mountain.
Yeah, my kids did that.
Yeah, it's great, yeah, great program. So yeah, we called the school and said, you know, what do you think? We did a scholarship this year.
That's
so we did one. Nice. The next year we did two. Then the year after that we've done five scholarships, full scholarships off these hats.
Oh, that's
and then
that's great.
In the summertime we raised some money. We have a tennis tournament that at Bass River, and we did La Vida camp, which is at Gordon College. It's an adventure camp. It is a great camp. Again, $500-$600. So we did six scholarships to that as well, raised money. So this year we're doing a little bit different. All the money raised is going to go to an organization called Elevate Youth Boston. I started following them to see what they were doing. They're in Boston, underserved communities, getting them out there, not only like just skiing, but I'm talking, they come up here to Gloucester, they go fishing, somebody gets them out on a boat, they go mountain climbing, hiking, mentoring program. It's this small little organization, you know, if you check them out. So they are just blown away. I just reached out to them because I've been following them. They're doing great things.
Wow.
They're blown away. We're going to give all the money to them. I'm hoping to get, you know, a few thousand bucks to them.
Wow.
Off the sale of these hats. They're $25 a piece. I'm on Facebook at Alpine Apparel, at Alpine Apparel on Instagram. You can message me. If anybody in Gloucester wants to buy them, I'll deliver them one day. I'll come up here and make a delivery. You know, I can give some to you. I'm working on a website. I work with there's an apparel company out of Todd's Sporting Goods in Beverly. I was gonna stop one year because I couldn't find who was, you know, was helping me. And he's like, let's do it. And he gave me a really discounted price because, you know, all the funds.
Yeah.
And they have been great to work with. Every year they work with me on the design. This is our new design this year. So this is every year the hat's different. We do two or three.
I like that.
You know, I have the skier on the mountain. Little water with right here, and then we got a little. This is the traditional logo.
Yeah,
they've been seen on. You know, I have a friend who's on this old house. You'll see him. You know, awesome. Show up in some really segments good. There. Kevin O'Connor, a whole bunch of all my friends. Joey, you'll see him in some pictures. I think I got some good pictures. So I love seeing people out there, and that's.
I love the style of the cap. I'm a big trucker. If you haven't noticed,
yeah,
I'm a big trucker cap fan. So what is I just want to put into the show notes, what was the name of the organization?
Elevate Youth Boston.
Elevate.
Check them out. I know they come up here in the summertime. I really want to get a good relationship with them. And then also I have one version. Now I figured it out from over the years. No women were wearing my hats. Like, so unstructured. So I have an unstructured question this year.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hit as
not poofy.
Set as high,
poofy hat.
Right? Yeah. So this comes right down. This has been selling well with the ladies.
Can I try it on?
Yeah, try them on. So $25 piece, 100% of the proceeds will go to Elevate Youth Boston. Where I think I'm half, I usually do an unboxing, learning from the legend right here.
You know, it's so weird. So speaking of unboxing videos, it seems like the strangest things ever. But like, there are people gravitate to like.
They love them.
What's gonna happen when they open the box?
Yeah.
What's in that box?
So the first night I did the unboxing and I did the story behind it. I did a bunch of, you know, Instagram stories.
What a smart
thing. And within minutes, I had texts like orders. Yeah. Like, right, and messages. It was really, like those videos, people love them, and it's exciting. So,
yeah.
You know, it'll be small, it's fun. A lot of my friends know it, and I'd love to, I'm going to get a website out there. I'll give you that for the show notes as well. We're going to do a shirt pretty coming up soon. So we're just keeping it small, but awesome. Hoping to grow a little bit.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
How many times have you asked me to come?
A lot of times. Yeah. Well, you're one of, the Good Morning Gloucester are very diverse in our authors. Kim and I, as we're great friends, completely different, kind of like what interests her and what interests me. Patrick and I were like kindred spirits. Like, he actually had a feature. He started out blogging way before blogging was cool.
Really?
Yeah. He had his own blog. Was it Shark
Blog? Shark Blog in Shark like blog. New York City.
New York City.
Like 2000.
He was doing one bite. Before Portnoy was doing it.
Really?
Yeah, he had a blog way back, like 20 years ago, talking about all the rating different pizza places in New York.
So when I moved here, we connected up. We did some fun stuff back in the day.
Sunny D and Rum Night at Dog Bar. It was epic.
We did a fun events and some fun posts. It was a good time.
Pat, I have to ask you, what's your favorite pizza in New York City?
New York City? Patsy's.
You like Patsy's, huh?
Patsy's, but the one in Harlem,
I haven't been to that.
Oh my gosh, that's the original.
About John's down
Bleecker? I love John's on Bleecker.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's really good. Yeah. That's top two. I just like Patsy's, the original Patsy's with the coal oven.
Yeah,
it's like 119th and 2nd.
Well, both of them have coal ovens.
Yeah, they both do. But that's they're both amazing.
So tell me, now. So your local one. So give me a Gloucester one, and then give me one on the North Shore.
A Gloucester pizza.
I remember you had a problem.
Stay away from politics.
Third rail.
Here's the thing with pizza, though. All pizza's good.
Yeah.
So you start right there.
Right. Yeah.
Except
for Domino's.
You know, I still like,
I can't eat Domino's pizza.
But I still like, I mean, I like some of the sweet sauce pizza. Was like a shocker coming from New York to me. It was why is this sweet?
I'm on a sweet sauce pizza.
Yeah. Me neither.
Me neither. You know, there's a place in Danvers of all, the 466. That has some of the best pizza around.
They do.
And it's... And people don't know that it's like they have really good pizza, but a lot of pickup there. You can go and pick up that, you know, if you're coming down off Route 1. That's probably one of my favorites.
Have you tried the pizza at Short and Main?
Oh, I love that. That is good. Yeah. That is good. That's good style. I like Short and Main.
That's like Roberto's to me in New York. That's the closest one.
Yeah. Chris, what's that one in Danvers Square? You should know.
The Tavern?
Berry Street Tavern.
Which is the same owner as Benevento's.
Is that right?
Yes.
Joey Bono.
Joey Bono.
You got shout out to Joey Bono. Street. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. It's great.
That's right. That's right. Jimmy was with us.
That's right. After Connor's All-Star Baseball game.
It was great.
Hour and 15 minutes. Right at an hour and 15.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, we still have a couple topics. We've never got to any of Chris's topics.
We could save him for next week.
I just need to know. Did you have something to say?
Well, Felicia's kind of needing to know how many chairs.
Ralph?
I was absent for this.
Well, the really...
I'm going to say four or five would be great.
It all depends. Do you want your guests to feel comfortable as well?
Eight.
Barry's.
I know, Joe, are you. Let me ask you this question.
Put that kind of pressure on Barry.
No.
Joe, do you like leaning 22 degrees to the left? This isn't a sexual question. Your chair.
Felicia, stay tuned.
Yes, thank you.
Joe will talk to you after the podcast.
Felicia's still with us.
Well, we'll see. Whatever Barry can do for us is much appreciated. As long as there's one.
Ralph will talk to you later at dinner.
I'll talk to you at dinner with the Bolognese.
I think you should.
Actually, Bolognese is meat, so I can eat that Bolognese without the bistro.
I would also check with Frankie. Make sure he's okay with all the new chairs coming in.
You know what the biggest problem with the chairs is going to be? Getting the new ones. disposing. Well, it costs to get rid of stuff nowadays, to get rid of these chairs. That's going to be my number one issue.
We'll figure it out.
I think you should give them
to the Smithsonian. It's going to cost me like $300 to get rid of these chairs.
No, it's not going to cost you.
Wheel them up to the street.
The lobster.
There's a new ordinance. Did you hear about the new ordinance?
Oh, yes, there is a new ordinance.
Did you hear about the new ordinance?
Oh, you can't leave this stuff out.
You can't. There's no more free? I thought that's the American.
You have a pickup truck.
Wait, what's
that? I'll get you a place to get rid of the chairs.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Ralph is throw them in the ocean.
Seeing how I started this movement?
All right. It'll definitely happen then. So there is a new ordinance in Gloucester. So a lot of people have noticed, and actually right around here it happens as well, that there are places where people are leaving gently used items that they think that other people may want. And they're not getting rid of them. They're putting them on the street for people to take away.
Right.
You know, because they figure someone's going to grab them. This is like a $250 fine, or something like that, if you put stuff up on the street, like not on your trash day.
And it's not your in front of your house.
Not even in front of your house. They don't want you to put stuff on the street,
okay,
or not on trash day, thinking that someone's going to.
Is that why Chris left that white toilet in front of my house the other day?
Just to meet you guys. Brendan's having an open house. Charlene's screaming at me that I get to cook eggs.
All right.
Okay. Peace out, everybody.
Good to see you, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Take it easy.
But what if you put like a Weber grill out there? You won't get an ordinance. You won't.
Well, according to the way it's written, you will get.
Rules are rules.
Even on the free sign?
If you put a free sign on it, would it be okay?
No, they don't want you to do
that. No. Yeah, except on trash day, right?
So that's not not just in front of your, in front of your own house you can do it.
No. Listen, no.
Not in front of your own house.
Do it. They don't want you putting, because there are a lot of, there's places that have been, I see them around town.
Yeah.
And we'll put, this baby thing that someone will probably, we're not going to use it anymore. I'm going to give advice for the people that were doing that. You can bring those items to Open Door.
Right. No, they won't take
the second glance.
Nope, you can't take used baby items.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're getting technical. I made a mistake. Right. It said baby thing. Yeah. You can bring other gently used items to second class.
But can I throw in there too?
We're in that situation. We have some baby stuff. We don't know where to. We don't know to get rid of it.
Facebook Marketplace.
That's a good idea. Okay. But sometimes what happens is people bring stuff that really isn't even good for resale. It should be thrown away.
Because they don't want to pay for trash.
So places like Open Door, Beverly Bootstraps, they wind up having to pay to dispose of the stuff that you should have disposed of. Yeah, second glance. Right. They wind up having to pay to dispose of stuff that you probably should have thrown out anyway.
Yeah.
So just have to bear that in mind.
Yeah, make sure it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, this is all, it's all a balancing act, right?
Yeah.
Because because we pay to get rid of our trash, which fine. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. And to get rid of large items, you have to get the big sticker. It's like $10 or $25. So, like, places like, there's a lot of places around town that become dumping grounds. Big ticket, especially televisions, sofas, mattresses. Like people come at the end of the night and they push
stuff. It's great that the city takes it away in the first place. So you have to think about that because a lot of cities don't do that. It's worth it to put the sticker on it to get it taken away.
So there's that. I'm going to take Chris's things out there. Grand Banks. I wanted to mention Grand Banks. Grand Banks is having, from now until December 6th, they're collecting donations at their showroom in Gloucester. They'll be and also selling raffle tickets at their holiday party for a chance to win prizes and give back to the community at the same time. All proceeds will be donated to Wellspring. Join us as we come together to celebrate. All are welcome. December 4th. From 4 to 7 p.m. they're having their party. It's at Grand Banks. Is that Rust Island?
Crafts. Right by Nichols Candy.
Right by Nichols Candy. Can't miss it. It's a great. They're great people doing great things.
I have one little note.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that now is a good time. There's a lot of new wildlife coming into the area, so there's lots of hawks out right now. We saw the sharp-shinned hawk again yesterday, and I saw an American bittern. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's a beautiful heron that. It's like about medium size, but it's gorgeous, and that's something we don't usually see around here. So there's tons of good wildlife stuff going on right now.
I noticed on the back shore the last week or so or more, there's been a big increase in the number of bird watchers. With the big.
Well, a lot of those folks are looking for the lark sparrow that we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. The lark sparrow is like a lifer bird for a lot of people. Do you know what that means, a lifer bird?
No.
Like it's the first.
Bucket list type
right,
of thing.
Right, right. Some people have these big long lists. So the lark sparrow is a huge draw right now, a huge draw. And it's just a very sweet little kind of nondescript looking bird, but it's so unusual for it to be here that. I think that's all the people that you see out on Niles Pond and Brace Cove with the big lenses, that's what they're looking at. Yeah.
Now, is it one bird that they've seen?
Yeah.
And everybody's looking for this one bird.
One bird. But
it's like a
holy grail.
No, but once you know what you're looking for, he's pretty easy to spot, and he's getting more acclimated to people, too. I think he's not as skittish as he was the first day or so that he was here.
Very cool. Scotty Mack, you had your the toys for, what was the thing, the drive you had listed yesterday?
So last night, I was actually on the way in, I was listening to the show in my car via Bluetooth, and it was nice, and I heard Aurelia talking about the 104.9 and the drive and stuff, and actually I think you had stepped out for a customer or boat at the moment. And so last night at the American Legion Post 3, I had the toy drive, which is in via Bruce Tarr's toy drive, kind of an unofficial kickoff party at American Legion Post 3. Anybody that brought a toy got a raffle ticket, and we had a ton of local donated raffle prizes. Actually, we had a nice prize from 104.9. It was Elite. They were 65-foot range earbuds, which was a very nice prize. Whoa. Thank you, Aurelia. That went over really well. As well as the Tono and Beauport Hotel, Drift Bar, everybody gave large amount of gift certificates for that because it was raising for the children.
Awesome.
So it went really well. We had to empty the toy box three times to make room.
Wow, that's great.
So we're off to a good start.
Great,
excellent.
Yeah, there you go. Well done.
Oh. And then all of a sudden you hear
it was the chair.
I'm dying to go back because I was out of the office for Ralph's. I can only imagine the rant on the chairs. That's probably going to be the highlight of the whole podcast. No, that's my guess.
I wasn't ranting.
I have a question for you though. So something I heard on the way in.
Yes.
So on December 12th, is that going to be recorded that day and rebroadcast, or is that live?
No,
that
December 7th is going to, at the Shillelagh, we're recording it, and then we're going to rebroadcast it just before Christmas, the Seaside Yuletide concert. And that's the one we're inviting people to bring toys to. That's the one that Alan, John, and Fly taking all of us. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're taking over the Shillelagh.
But the 12th, though, for the actual toy drive.
The 12th is the toy drive, right.
And that's commercial free.
That is commercial free from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m., starting at the Capital Diner in Lynn, finishing up at the Cape Ann Savings Bank at 7 o'clock. People can get all those details on the Facebook page, North Shore 104.9 Facebook page.
And live.
And live, and yes. Live. You can listen in every day. We're talking about it every day.
Joey, we have to wish everybody
no lack of words.
A happy Thanksgiving.
That's a great idea. Why don't you go ahead?
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And also, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Open Door. Because they have a great fundraiser going on right now, and a donation of $30 pays for a family's whole entire Thanksgiving dinner.
I should go back and get the link and put that in the show notes as well. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanksgiving.
Football. Go Pats. Oh, predictions. Go around. Pat, predictions today. Go ahead.
Patrick, Patriots by 20.
Nice.
I think it's going to be a close one.
I think it's going to be close, too.
It's Brady
Patriots by 3.
I'm going shopping.
By touchdown. I'm not putting a score out, but by a touchdown, Pat.
I don't.
Okay.
Is Brady playing?
I'll say the Patriots by 7.
There you go.
He's playing. Brady will play.
I think they're going to win, and I think the difference is going to be the Isaiah Wynn, the offensive lineman. I think Brady's going to have a tremendous day because that's all they've been talking about is how he's all washed up, but and he has a lack of receivers. I think everything stems from the offensive line and him not having any protection, not having any time to get a good pass off, and the running game has not had any time to get the
Sanu's out. Going.
Huh?
I didn't think
yeah, about
Sanu's out. Sanu's not playing.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. If they have an offensive lineman, they never get enough credit. Those guys in the trenches dictate the game.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So anyway, Jimmy, do you know how to hit the button on there that says Gloucestercast theme?
Yes.
You hit it right now.
Like this?
Like this.
All right, everybody say goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for having us. Everybody's
gonna come. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Awesome.